Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God in the highest. We praise and magnify the God of our salvation, for he is good. I said the God of our salvation, he is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He has shown us many times, many occasions, that he is the God of the heavens. He's the God, the creator of all things. Life itself comes from God. And on tonight we magnify and thank him for allowing us an opportunity to get to know him. Not so much trying to know or getting to know man, but getting to know the Almighty, the high and lifted one. And we thank him tonight. We bring you greetings tonight from the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Ministry tonight. We're thanking and praising God that God has been good to us, blessed and kept us safe until this far, sustained us and allowed us to live and to breathe and to move and to have our being. And we're grateful tonight. We magnify the Lord. Just a quick word on tonight. Word of the Lord comes to us, and it's nothing like the word of God. We hear a lot of things now. Enemy has crept in, and the Bible told us that in the last days that men's hearts would fail and that they would be turning themselves, or they would turn, allow themselves to be turned from the truth. They would rather believe a lie than the truth, and they have itching ears, and the spirits are not settled, not rooted, and not grounded. We thank God tonight for a sound mind. We thank God tonight for a sound mind. We thank God tonight for a sound mind and spirit, not only naturally so, but in spiritually so as well, for soundness and sound mind, soundness, grounding and footing. We're thankful and praising God for that tonight. We're living in the last days. So many things are going on. So many people are walking away from the truth. So many people have taken the very same word of God and have either tossed it to the side, or they're believing other things that does not even have anything to do with or pertain to salvation and them making it in their growth and walk with God. But they're allowing themselves to be deceived and tricked. You have those who take the word and use it to their own advantage, to their own well-being or growth, to keep their foot on others and to oppress others. And that's not what the word of God is for and about. Those have walked away from the word of God, and then those who take the word of God and use it for ill will and for their own advantage to get people's minds and their weaknesses and catch them and deceive them. But their reward is going to be very great. Those who take the word of God and use it to their ill will, for their own advantage, to hurt others or to try to dominate or to rule over to others. But I'm grateful tonight that I know who our shepherd is and who leads us and guides us. For tonight, be able to know that he's able to keep us. He's able to sustain us. He's able to take us through. And it's interesting how when we go through our life struggles and our ups and downs, we can find the comfort. It's not just an old fable or something that was said to us by the people of old or the saints of old. Get in your word, study the word, get in your word. That encouragement or that exhortation was for a reason. That when you're going through, you're having those moments, and they come, and they're going to come, that you have the word of God there to guide you, to comfort you, to lead you, to inspire you, to uplift you, to boost you, to push you, to pull you, to drag you. The word of God is there for whatever we may need. We can find in the word of God. I've been experiencing some things and going through some things. And I was alone, just doing some thinking, a lot of thinking. While doing my thinking, I began to feel some kind of way, if you will. As I begin to think and to feel some kind of way, you know, we can allow ourselves to think things and put ourselves in a mood. If we allow the thought of that thing to be strong enough or give it the power, it can make us or it can break us. For example, if you think on a thing long enough, you can give that thing the power to bring you happiness, and it can change your atmosphere, your mood. If you could be down and depressed, and you can think on something happy and good and pleasant and wonderful, and can change your mindset and change your spirit, man, change your being into a more pleasant and happy state. The same thing applies to when you focus on or think on negative or bad things or things of sadness and of hurt and harm. So we have the word of God here that can lead us and guide us and help us in whatever situation that we come across, whatever problems we face, whatever life deals us, we can face because we have the word of God here to instruct and to help us. And on tonight, just for a few, my mind and my heart goes to a young man. While sitting and going through and thinking on the things that I was dealing with and have to deal with and had been facing and what have you, and while going through this in my mind and thinking, and as I said, and I brought on a certain mindset or a frame, a spirit, a way of feeling, of my feelings got all involved. And while I'm there thinking on this, my feelings got involved, I noticed my attitude begin to change. I began to develop an attitude just from me thinking what I was thinking about and allowing that thing to grow and to not think it in a different way. And while it began to fester, if you will, or while it began to grow, and the more I think and pondered that thing, and it grew, it got stronger. It got stronger. It got stronger. To where now I'm thinking out of pocket, or I'm not thinking the proper things that I should be thinking because I'm not feeling how I'm supposed to be feeling. We can find joy and peace in the word of God if we desire to have it. This particular day, I was not seeking. That's what I said a while ago, that even there are times when he will bombard and overtake you, and I'm so grateful that he will because it's needed. while I was there thinking on what I was thinking on and allowing myself to feel what I was feeling, which was not good, was not beneficial, was not healthy, naturally or spiritually so. While there, he began to deal with me, and he dropped in my spirit just a scripture that I love, a scripture that I grew up on, a scripture that I had memorized, a scripture that I enjoy hearing and reading, and it's like a go-to scripture. Like I said, when I was coming up, we were raised and brought up in our ministry to have a go-to scripture in case you say don't have time and haven't, you should have make time, but in case you haven't had a chance to study and hadn't studied anything for whatever reason, schooling, working, or whatever, your hours, whatever, and you haven't had the chance to study, we were taught to have a pet scripture, our go-to scripture, if you will. This particular go-to scripture could be any scripture in the Bible, but just basically know that what you're talking about and get that it can bring life, encouragement, and strength to the people that you're sharing it with. And so my go-to scripture was none other than Psalms 23. Psalms 23, the 23rd Psalms. Not chapter. There are no chapters in Psalms. There are books. And there happen to only be five divisions, if you will, or five different separate books. The Psalms is broken up into five different parts, if you will. But we find that in the book of Psalms 23, it says, the Lord. And when I was going through what I was dealing with, the scripture leaped at me. Like I said, I grew up with the scripture, my pet scripture, but it was something different about the scripture this particular time that it was given to me, that it came to me. And it was just as though as I'm like having a conversation, my spirit man is having a conversation with me and the enemy, and telling me, you get yourself together and stop the foolishness, or stop enemy, you go on somewhere, because we got this covered. But the scripture said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now to those of you that have read the scripture, I'm sure you've read it, and that's what it sounds like. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But this particular time when I was going through and the scripture came to me, it became really personal. It was really personal. Because what I was going through was dealing with and thinking was really bothering me and troubling me and messing with me on that level. And so the scripture became really personal to me. And instead of saying it just the normal way, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, the scripture came, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. Somebody said, go back and do it again. It sounded good. Okay. Instead of saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, you say, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is. I don't know what God or who you serve, but the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It is he that maketh me lie down in green pastures, because he knows where they are. And when he leadeth me, he maketh me to lie down in these green pastures, because he leads me to them. He leadeth me besides the still waters. Don't nobody else do it, because nobody else know where they are. Nobody else has the capability. Nobody else has the power. Nobody else has the love. Nobody else knows what he knows and has what he has. He maketh me lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. When I'm feeling low, when I'm feeling hurt, when I'm feeling certain kind of ways, it is he's the one. When my soul has been emptied out, my spirit man has been emptied out, he restoreth my soul. It is he that leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He's the one. He's my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, he is my shepherd. He leads me. He restores me. So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because I know I got to walk through there, but you see, the key word is through. Yea, he said, even though I have to walk through the valley, I know I got to go through the valley. I know I have to. But even though I have to walk through the valley, I don't fear nothing. I know I got to walk through the valley. I don't fear when I walk through the valley. He said, because the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. His word and his truth, they comfort me. His love and his mercy, his grace, his mercy, they're there with me. He prepares a table before me. He does. Before me in the presence of my enemies, right? My enemies are right there in my face, laughing and scoffing and talking about me, doing their dirt, scheming, planning, setting up devices, all kind of things, trying to mess up my way, to destroy my way, to destroy me, to destroy my goal or to my dream, my vision, to discourage me, to upset my plan and what I have set to do, and to make my heart weaken in the faith so I won't carry out what God has for me. Even though they're doing that, the Lord has set me down, and he's preparing a table right before me in the presence of my enemies. While I'm sitting here, he told me to have a seat. The Lord said, sit down. And while I'm sitting here waiting to be fed of the Lord, he's preparing the table. He's setting the table up right in the face of my enemies. While they're watching me, they're watching him. Mm-hmm. Did you hear what I said? See, a lot of times they're mistaken it. They're really watching him through me, through us. But some of them are so distorted in their way, in their mind, and in their thoughts and how they're feeling. So they watch us, but they're watching the God in us to see how we're going to handle things and react and do. So it's important for us to know that we're sitting at the table, and while we're sitting here, the Lord is preparing this table right in the presence of our enemies. The enemies are our enemies, those that can stand us and hate us and fight us, lie and talk about us and do all manner of evil to try to hurt us, those that are set out against us, the enemy, our enemies, those that have said we won't make it, we're not going to make it, that we're nothing, those that have turned their back on us, those that have turned a closed eye and a deaf ear to us. Those who have not opened the door to us and will not open their doors to us. Those who have given us a cold hand or a cold shoulder. Won't even as much as help you out or come and encourage you. The Lord said, don't worry about them. He's preparing a table right in the midst of them, right in the midst, while you're sitting there. While you're sitting there, the Lord is preparing this table right in the presence of your enemies. So they can see while you're there waiting, preparing, while the Lord's preparing the table before you, right in the presence of your enemies, while they're watching you eat and enjoy and feast and be glad and be happy while you're waiting on the Lord at the preparing, and they're watching your spirit man is so happy and overwhelmed and just jubilant because of your waiting. You know what you're waiting on. You're watching the Lord do what he do. while you're watching and waiting in the presence of the Lord, and while you're waiting and you're not acting out of pocket, while you're sitting at the table, the Lord said, while you're sitting here pleasantly and peacefully waiting as I prepare this table before you in the presence of your enemies, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. I'm going to let this oil run down your head and pour it in the top of your head and let it run on down. And while I'm anointing your head with oil, David said, my cup runneth over. My joy, my heart, my love, my peace, my happiness is overwhelmed. My spirit man is just overwhelmed within me. It's just running over because the Lord is just doing these things for me right here. He's the one that's taking care of me. He's the one that makes me lie down. He's the one that restoreth me. He's the one that gives me to walk and give me peace when I'm walking through these dry places and he's the one that keeps me wet and keeps me from drying out when I have to go through these dry places. He's the one that keeps me nice and damp and keeps me nice and my temperature cool when I go through these hot places. And when I go through these cold places, he's the one that warms me. When I go through these places that need some help to climb, he's my rod and my staff. He helps me to climb. He helps me to stand. He helps me to walk. He's the one when I'm getting hungry and my enemies are fighting me. He's the one that sets me up and prepares me and has me to sit down and prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. And then when it gets a little thick and a little heavy, he's the one that says, come on over here, son. Let me anoint your head with oil. You need another anointing. Let me anoint you again. Let me anoint your head with oil. Let me touch you again. Let me anoint you again. Let me anoint you again. Let your oil run over. You know, when your oil runs over and your oil and he anoints your head with oil and it begins to flow, that makes your cup runneth over. That makes your joy complete and full and it runs over. And those that are around you can't help but get a sample, get a taste of what you're experiencing because your cup is running over now because of what the Lord is doing in your life. And now others are catching the residue, are able to catch the residue and the residual from what you are going through and what you're experiencing from the Lord. And then it closes out and says, surely, 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 goodness and mercy is going to follow me. He says, surely, I'm not worried about a thing. Most definitely, positively, goodness and mercy is going to follow me all the days of my life. And he said, and I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to dwell there forever. Well, tonight, the Lord is saying tonight, be encouraged, my brother, my sister, for the Lord is. The Lord is your shepherd. Not nobody else, nothing else, and no one else can substitute, take the place, or come close to. The Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. You shall not be in need or want of anything, because he is your shepherd. And since he is your shepherd, he is going to provide. Since the Lord is that, and I had to come to that when I was going through that situation there, my mind was troubled and my spirit man was troubled. I had to get a grips and hold on to myself and say, hold on. And that scripture leaped out at me. The Lord is my shepherd. Hold on now. Troubles, worries, heartaches, pains, distresses, uneasiness, uncertainties. Hold on. The Lord is my shepherd. And on tonight, I want to encourage you, the Lord is your shepherd tonight. And you don't have to want, or we don't have to want for anything. We are his sheep. We are his sheep. He is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. He said as in John 10:27 and also John 14:15, that he is the master shepherd and we are his sheep. And we love him and he loves us. And we know his voice and we hear his voice. His sheep knows and hears his voice.
And he said, in a stranger, he will not follow. We will not follow. We know the voice of the Lord tonight. His sheep know his voice. He told Peter in John 21 and 16, he said, if you love me, Peter, he said, feed my sheep. We refer to his sheep several times in the Word of God. Peter, the Lord told Peter, feed my sheep, Peter. Feed my lamb. Since we find that the Lord left the flock, the shepherd, good shepherd, left the flock of sheep to go after that one lost sheep. And I don't know about you tonight, but I am sheep. He told us to cast our cares on him because he cares for us. We have to understand that the Lord is there and he cares enough for us that all we have to do is trust him. Lean and depend on him and allow him the opportunity and the chance to do for us what he desires to do and bless us. We are the sheep of his pasture. He told us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We are the sheep of his pasture. We are his sheep. And tonight, I am sheep tonight. Figuratively speaking, God's people are called sheep as being under the government and protection of Christ, which is, who is, the Good Shepherd. Christ is the Good Shepherd. Said that we hear his voice, a stranger we will not follow. And on tonight, the Lord is calling his sheep. He's calling his sheep tonight. He needs for his sheep to stand and be strong. And to know tonight that the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord, the righteous Son of God, the one who died on Calvary's cross, he is our shepherd. And we are not in want. So remember tonight, I am sheep, you are sheep. And because you are sheep, you are entitled to some things when you are sheep. Did you not know that you are entitled, being a sheep entitles you and grants you certain benefits? When you are sheep, when you're sheep, it allows you and puts you in a place to receive more of the Lord, because sheep are easily led and fed. And so tonight, if you're sheep tonight, allow him to lead and guide us to the green pastures and to the still waters. Allow him tonight to lead us to the blessings and the goodness that he has in store for us, because we are sheep. Sheep enables us and entitles us to the good things of the Lord because he cares for the sheep. So tonight, be encouraged. Keep your hand in the Lord's hand, knowing that all things are working together for the good, because you love the Lord. God bless you.